from San Diego, California. This is the Frug Life Podcast, the show that teaches you how to save, invest, and earn money. Here's the host, Mr. Frugal himself, Ricky Hirsch.
Welcome to the Frug Life. Today, I wanted to share five things you should do in 2022. Number one, start a budget. If your life is a ship, you need to know where your ship stands. Is your ship sinking? If so, staying above deck and ignoring the problem isn't going to fix it. It is time to bail water. Maybe actually you're doing better than you thought, but you can't know if you don't look. So you need to start a budget and figure out where you stand. There's lots of ways to do this. I have other videos on the topic. Editing Ricky here. I'm a podcaster. And I have podcasts, I do not have videos. So when I said videos just there, I meant podcasts. Whether it's getting an Excel spreadsheet out and just running through all your numbers, what did you earn, what did you spend? Or if it's using some software, some app that will just do that for you. Whatever it is, you probably should have something. You should have some idea of how much money you spent last month. Now, the next thing I want you to have, besides just having a budget, which is a great first step, is to run a balanced budget. Or actually, I want you to have a budget with a surplus in it. If you are spending more money than you make, stop it! Okay, easier said than done for sure. And if you're in school, for example, like you are in college right now, you may be running at a deficit. And that's kind of just the nature of college in some ways, but don't just say, I'm in college, I give up, I'm going into debt. You can look at all the ways you can make money for school. From scholarships, for example, from part-time work. While I was a student, I also made money from research studies and all sorts of other fun little things like that. But in short, the amount of money you take in every month should be more than the amount of money you spend every month. If you are financing your lifestyle with a credit card or with debt, that's probably not a good thing and definitely not sustainable. Step three, once you have some excess, once you aren't spending everything you make and you aren't living paycheck to paycheck, it's time to look at paying off some of your debt, if you have any. If you have consumer debt or pretty much any other type of debt that's not a mortgage, you probably want to pay it off. This is for individuals, right? Not a business. If you are a business and you have bonds and stuff out, totally different scenario. Step four, start investing now. Investing can be super overwhelming at first. What should I invest in? Which brokerage should I use? What if I lose money? And really, for the most part, the easy answer is invest in index funds. Use Charles Schwab or Vanguard or whichever brokerage like that. Either one of those two is fine or one that is equivalent. You may want to avoid old-fashioned type of brokerages if that's not what you're looking for, because if you're just going to index, that's really all you need. So buying some simple index fund that tracks the overall market is a great place to start, and I'd recommend doing that. Of course, this and this whole episode and everything I make is not investment advice. It's just general information. And the nice thing about investing in the broad US market is that it has done very well historically. I have lots of other content about this. Like, I think my third episode of the show is about this premise, which is that the US market has done well and probably will do so in the future. So the idea that the S&P 500 or any other particular index would go to zero is pretty close to zero. And if it did, you'd have bigger problems, like the whole world would probably fall apart. All right, let's jump over to number five, start a retirement account. And maybe this should actually be number four, because if you really want to get serious about investing, if you were able to eliminate or postpone one of the biggest costs, wouldn't that be great? And you can. So using a retirement account, you may be able to avoid taxes now or in the future. I've talked about this before. Retirement accounts often come in two flavors, Roth and traditional. With a Roth account, you will pay taxes now, but then you will never pay taxes again on that money, ever. You withdraw it, it's tax-free. With a traditional retirement account, you will get a deduction now, so you will pay less taxes now, But in the future, you will have to pay taxes with a traditional account on the stock appreciation and the dividends, but it will be deferred until when you withdraw the money. So in either case, it's much better than using just a taxable regular brokerage. So I recommend using a 401k at your work and an IRA, and together you are going to be doing great. Just one thing in mind, do look at the fees, because your 401k at work may have fees. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. So in some ways, this episode has kind of become a list of the first steps to do in your personal finance journey, which is okay. I guess one step to add in there that I haven't mentioned yet is an emergency fund, which you should have. Even if you are just starting off in your journey of personal finance and, I don't know, have pretty much nothing, you'll want to start with at least $1,000 set aside, and ideally 3 to 6 months of expenses. Now, of course, to get that full 3 to 6 months of expenses, you need to know what you're spending, and so the budget is useful for that, too, that we mentioned before. I think, really, what this whole episode boils down to is one simple idea, and that's be prepared and be proactive. And I guess that's two ideas. I'm not very good at counting today, am I? But if you are proactive about your finances, start looking into how much money you are making now, and as you consider your goals for the future, what do you want to do? You can come up with a plan to achieve those things. And what a great time to reflect on your own personal goals at the start of the new year. So I'd invite you, my audience, to think about what you want to achieve in your personal finances and set a plan to get there. And of course, what I described before, I think, are all important steps in any personal finance plan. Making sure you know where you stand now, and making sure that you are investing for the future, because the future will come whether you're ready or not. You know, there's a few things that terrify Mr. Frug, and one of those is that I will get to my ripe old age of retirement, whenever that is, and unknowingly not have enough money. Or really, I'm afraid of being old and retired and not having any money. That would not be fun. So I'm doing what I can now to avoid that from happening. And I encourage you to do the same. Now, if you want encouragement on your personal finances, or if you have questions you want answered, feel free to reach out to me. And if you don't know me very well, know that I am not a personal finance coach. I don't charge people for asking me questions. I may use your question as an idea for a podcast episode, but otherwise I don't benefit from your question. I'm just here to help you. And as a pretty small podcaster, your question has a good chance of being answered, because I don't get tons of questions. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I hope you learned something from it. Go out there and have a great 2022. Until next month, stay frugal. Would you enjoy getting a weekly email from me with my 5 big takeaways for the week? I call it my 5 bullet Thursday. Well, you need to sign up for the Frug Life newsletter. And actually, there's not 5 bullet points. And no, it's not weekly. I'm just poking fun at Tim Ferriss. Anyways, go to www.thefruglife.com and look for Join the Newsletter at the top. Otherwise, a link will be in the show notes.